I'm visiting here with Alan Bierga, who just moderated a panel discussion for the U.S. Farmers Ranchers Alliance. And just quickly, because I know we got things going on here, Alan, just your thoughts on how this discussion went, what kind of information you think was brought to the fore to put out in the discussion.
Well, I think the design of this panel was really to bring together stakeholders in agriculture who have different perspectives on what the future of agriculture is going to be, how you have a sustainable model, how you feed the world, and what role is technology going to play in that. Clearly, there are a lot of developments on the horizon that have a lot of potential in terms of feeding the world, but at the same time, you also have to be mindful of other interests, commercial interests, environmental interests, production interests, international relations interests. And I think the people who are on this panel did a very thorough job of sharing their perspectives, everything from production agriculture and farming and ranching to top scientific knowledge, and really exploring those issues and really furthering that understanding, which is something you would hope to do, you know, as Ag Day is coming up tomorrow.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because it is, and we're here to celebrate that too. A lot of questions raised here. Do you feel like we had some solutions offered too?
I think you heard a lot of the same solutions that are part of the general discussion in terms of investment in technology, in terms of having sustainable farming practices, as well as sustainability in terms of passing farms on to the next generation, which I think is becoming an ever more important issue. I think the real goal here was to continue just bringing these discussions to every audience that you possibly can, because there's such a large group of people who are interested in agriculture, but you need these meeting places to really start to explore, okay, what are the different ways to solve these issues, and what are the different perspectives that you bring in terms of the advantages and disadvantages of the approaches you take?
Well, they call it the food dialogues, and so it is an ongoing dialogue.
I think this was a quintologue. We had five people on the panel.
It was. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I said, I know we got a lot more going on here. I really appreciate you taking a moment with me, Alan, here at the USFRA Food Dialogues in Washington, D.C.